Today, Russian President Vladimir Putin welcomed President Bush to his Black Sea vacation compound for a farewell summit. Mr. Bush has said he wants to have a heart-to-heart talk with the man he has known and worked with for years. But there are few signs they can overcome some of the major issues dividing the two countries. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports from Sochi, Russia.
As President Putin prepares to hand power to his successor and in Mr. Bush's lame duck year, the two men seemed eager to show they're still good friends despite tension between their two countries. Wearing a casual brown turtleneck, Mr. Putin walked with Mr. Bush along the Black Sea and joked around with them as they were checking out a model of the 2014 Winter Olympics to be held here in Sochi. This is your yacht, where you'll stay when you come to the Olympics, Putin said, pointing to a 3-inch-long model boat. A local official used a green laser pointer to show off Putin's favorite ski slope and praised Putin for giving him so much support for the project. Putin quietly said now you'll have another president providing support, meaning Dmitry Medvedev, who later joined the two men for a dinner and concert. Medvedev takes office in May. Both Putin and President Bush are clearly thinking about their legacies. They're to sign a document laying out broad areas of cooperation, security, nonproliferation, counterterrorism, and economics. But White House spokeswoman Dana Perino didn't sound optimistic about any breakthroughs on some of the most tense disputes, such as one over U.S. plans to set up a missile defense system in Europe. And at dinner tonight, it was all music and dancing. Perino says at one point, Mr. Bush got up on stage with Putin to join a Russian folk dance troupe. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Sochi.